All right. It's time. It is the concert recaps we have been teasing for like 3 months.
Now that my voice is back, kind of.
Yeah, these are a little delayed. Well, not on your end, probably receiving it, because they'll still probably come out like tomorrow. But on our end, it's delayed in recording because someone got the vid.
which may I just say, never in my life have I been winded just walking from one side of the house to the other. It's truly incredible how it just like, and I didn't even get the cough that bad. Like, it was really a mild case, but today is when I noticed, like, holy shit, am I like out of shape? It's like, what just happened?
It just fucks
up your breathing. Yeah, it's very strange, but I would say I'm like pretty much fully recovered. It's done with.
That's good.
We've been through it.
You got the mild Blue Ridge Rock Fest version of.
Yes, I got the COVID. Blue Rona.
The Blue Rona.
The Blue Rona.
I'm sure many people got the Blue Rona.
Blue Ridge Rona.
There's also Harry Rona, so.
Oh, a Harry Rona. That sounds nice.
I think I was exposed because one person in my group got it, and I have not felt probably great this week. But the one test we had left was missing the little like liquidy tube to mix to actually do the test. So I didn't get to take a test. I don't know if I had COVID or not.
You know, honestly, I was not on that Monday before I went to work. I noticed I had a cough and I thought it was from the festival because that does happen a lot. It was raining one day, which we'll talk about, dust, you know, singing, talking loud. And so I just thought my voice is tired. And I was like, let me just test to make sure. And sure enough, that's what it was.
The vid.
It gets you.
So I guess we'll split this into two recaps. One will be Harriet, one will be Blue Ridge, because something tells me the two audiences aren't going to overlap whole bunch.
What makes you think that?
So we can start with Harry, which is where I went. And the journey begins on Friday, because we do not live close to New York. If anyone has paid attention, we are quite far from New York.
Yes.
So I had to begin my journey on Friday when I drove to my friends in Pennsylvania, stayed there overnight. And then Saturday morning, the whole journey to New York began at 9 o'clock in the morning, where we had to drive 1 hour to pick up one friend. Then we drove another hour to another friend's house, drove 30 minutes to the train station, got on the train in Hamilton, New Jersey, took the train into New York City. So we didn't get in the city until like 2 o'clock. We immediately come out of the train station and are just greeted with the smell of sewage. So welcome to New York.
Welcome to New York.
And we had like
nothing
an hour.
Like it.
We had like an hour to kill. So we just started wandering like towards Times Square. Took a wrong turn, so we didn't actually make it there. But we walked through a weed cloud that was so volatile, I physically gagged. Like,
no
I thought
doubt.
I was going to puke on the street in New York. It was so bad. We did do, I forgot part of the time that we killed, was we went to early access merch. So you can just go into Madison Square Garden and just go shopping. Harry's merch is not good. I'm sorry. It is like the ugly. It's like the only time I've never bought merch at a show. It is not cute. I will be buying a knockoff shirt on Etsy because the shirt I wanted was the tour shirt. It just says Love on Tour 22. There's no tour dates on the back and it's $50.
Yeah, that's a scam.
So there are $20 versions on Etsy that have tour dates on the back. So sorry, Harry. I did buy a keychain though, because I had to.
There you go.
I waited in line. I feel like I had to buy something.
Right.
So we ate dinner at Mustang Harry's, which yes, we chose because of the name. I'm slightly ashamed to admit, but we had to have a themed night. Okay.
You're ashamed, but literally, I would be offended if you didn't do something in theme. That's just very much your personality.
And it was my whole group's personality. So we went to Mustang Harry's, which, if you're ever going to a show at Madison Square Garden, it's like a half a block away. Get reservations because we wouldn't have wanted to wait in the wait. It was so good. It was a $22 burger, but it was worth every dollar of that $22. It was so fucking good. And we had planned on going a half block in the other direction to Magic Hour. And so we did that because they have a Harry themed cocktail hour, like the hour before the doors open. And they call it Golden Hour because of Harry's song Golden. And we get up there and it's full of influencers. Like everyone is in the little corner, their phones out. They have a working carousel in the middle of the bar that has four little like pie shaped tables that you have to have reservations for to sit at.
So it's a carousel that moves?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's cool.
But we couldn't go to it because they had like the tables are reserved. And so everyone's up there dressed all cute, taking pictures, like everything is Instagram worthy. They have a like faux mini golf course that they call Foreplay.
Okay.
And so people are in there taking pictures and we get up to the bar and they have three items on this Golden Hour menu. One is the late night talking, which is an espresso martini, which just sounds disgusting. So none of us wanted that. The other was the You're So Golden, which is what we were going to order. And then they had some donuts. I forget what the donuts were. But so we walk up and we're like, well, Kristen, my friend, and I both tried to order the You're So Golden. And the bartender literally turns around and turns right back around and goes, we're out of that. And a happy hour just started not even 5 minutes ago. Like we got there right at the beginning. And we're like, you're out of the drink. Yeah, we're out. Well, can you substitute something? No. Well, then we're not getting a drink. Sorry. And so you just lost six drink orders for this drink. So then these other influencey looking girls walk in after us. Guess what drink they were magically able to order?
The Golden?
Yes. So we just...
That's stupid.
We just stood around.
That's stupid. That's discrimination.
So mad.
I can understand. Why were they being little bitch about it?
I don't know. We were clearly there in our little Harry outfits.
The mistake you made, Leah, is you needed to state your dominance.
Well,
New York is a dog eat dog world.
Kristen was in charge of that because she's from New Jersey, and so she was like, "Oh, can you substitute? Can you make with gin? No. Can you do that? No." Like she wouldn't even finish asking her question, and he'd just be like, "No," and then she just goes, she snaps her wallet shut and is like, "Then we're not ordering." That man would have gotten tipped very well, too, because there were six of us. So the shows are over this weekend, so I don't think anyone is going to be trying to go to Magic Hour for Golden Hour. But do not recommend because bartender was very rude. The bouncer downstairs, though, very nice.
That's good.
So we get to the venue and... We got there early. We had no reason to get there early other than we had nothing else to do because we weren't staying in the city. It is worth it to get to a Harry show early just to people watch.
Oh, 100%.
The outfits were incredible. We had there was a girl sitting near us who had like recreated Harry's entire Coachella outfit, the pink one with the HS on the butt. I don't know how she made it because it was almost identical. I was very impressed. You had dads who were definitely drugged there by their daughters being forced to take like 800 Instagram photos up against the railing. What else did we have? We had two like 40-year-old businessmen sitting in front of us that were just there by themselves, very confused. Still don't really know why they were there.
This isn't a Knicks game.
We were like, did you mean to come to Billy Joel? Because I think you're lost. They had vendors up in the concourse. So I paid $16 for a Harry Chosen cookie that like they did like a little Harry menu. A cookie. It was a really fucking good cookie, I will say.
How big was it?
It was like this big.
That's not a $16 cookie.
But it
worth.
Was this thick.
Okay.
It was a thick boy. It had like icing. It was a birthday cake cookie, so it had rainbow sprinkles to fit with their little rainbow menu. Cause you could get a rainbow salted pretzel, which to me just look like sprinkles, and it just I don't think I could have eaten it. Or what was the other one? They had a cotton candy that came with a feather boa that you could wear, which A+ marketing.
Cute.
Also we need to talk about the people outside of Madison Square Garden who, in typical New York City fashion, the minute the doors opened, there were about 15 people who popped up their little like sales carts and just started selling boas and light up glasses mm-hmm. and just they were making bank. The dude had a wad of cash. The guy who sat up close to the door that was this thick of like 20s. And I was like, this dude saw an opportunity and he seized yeah. it. So we got in there and people watched. The opener was not my jam. And I don't think that it was a good choice in opener. It was his name is Blood or their name. There's a band called Blood Orange. And they played very much like trancey vibey music, which did nothing to hype up the crowd. Like literally no one was paying attention. Everyone was yeah. taking pictures. People, girls in front of us were FaceTiming their friends. Like it was a very interesting choice. They were right. much more enjoyable than the screaming Soul Glow that we had. But I wasn't paying a bit of attention. I was just, so we were on the lower bowl, four of us. There were six of us total. Four of us were in the lower bowl and two were in the upper bowl. So the four of us in the lower bowl were just texting the two in the upper bowl and not paying mm-hmm. a bit of attention to the opener.
Yeah.
So then after the opener, it's like when the real show starts, the lights came back up and they immediately start playing Best Song Ever by One Direction over the speakers. And the arena went fucking nuts. I had to film it because it was so loud and the show hadn't even started yet. Everyone is jumping up and down. They're screaming along and I'm like, oh, this is going to be a loud show. I can tell. So we get closer and closer to when Harry comes out. And if you don't know, the way he enters, the arena is set up in the round. So his stage is in the smack dead center of the arena.
Yeah.
And he comes out of the floor. So they have to get him there. So they roll him out in a case that says
nothing to see here.
It literally
no British man in case.
It has a sign on the side that says soft goods. And so they roll him out. And you can tell when they roll him out because everyone on the floor knows that it's Harry in there.
So that's hilarious. Screaming. That's amazing.
I love it. And so they roll him out and the lights go down. And oh my God, I have never heard a room so loud. My ears are ringing for like 2 days. I think they just stopped ringing. The amount of screaming. I was so impressed. I mean, I was screaming too, so I can't talk shit about it. But it was so fucking loud. His show was absolutely incredible. We had amazing seats, first of all. Shout out to Shelly for pulling the seats that she did. I was not as lucky. The seats I pulled were the ones that two of my friends had up in the upper level. But from the very moment, he's so adorable on stage. You can also tell that he is so thankful to be there and so thankful to have this residency and to have sold out 15 nights at Madison Square right. Garden. We're pretty sure based on some of the banners they have hanging up in there that he's going to end up with a banner, because I don't know of anyone who sold out 15 nights as part of a residency. Fish yeah. has sold out, like they sold out 11 nights. So I feel like he deserves a banner selling out 15 nights. Mm-hmm. He stopped the show three different times, like in one of the interludes, to just like thank people for coming, talk about how grateful he was that people wanted to come hear him sing. Like it like made me almost emotional, because you could just tell that he still doesn't really believe it's real that this is happening yeah. to him. It was super cute. I'm gonna drink some water. I've just been rambling. I did make notes of what I wanted to talk about. That might be helpful to consult. I don't remember what that means. Cool. The show was kind of, I called it three acts. So it starts off kind of with some of her slower songs. Like, I'll walk through the set list, Josh, since someone wants to hear the songs in the set list. He starts with Daydreaming, which is not slow, but it's not like the hypest. And then, you know, classical show, it gets kind of softer and mellower in the middle. And then it kicks into the third act, where he brings up a whole horn section for the final third of the show. And they're so hype, and you can tell they're so happy to be there. The whole band just really vibes off of one another and just really enjoys being up there. And for the last six or so songs, somehow it gets more and more and more and more hype each time a song starts. I know it's the Gen Z of it all, but all the girls around me were 8 to 10 years younger than me. I recognize this, but they were on their phones every damn minute of the show. Like,
are you kidding?
Literally watching the show through their screen. Like, I'll record occasionally, but I'll put it over here. I can tell that it's recording, but I watch with my own eyeballs. Every time a song would start in that last stretch, the girls in front of me would literally go, ah! And then they would have to open their Snapchat immediately and recreate that exact reaction and Snapchat every single one of their friends.
Jeez.
It was entertaining to watch. I'll give it that. But it was also weird because I've never seen it's so many phones.
It is weird because, you know, I noticed that a little bit at Blue Ridge. There was people filming whole sets and I'm like, okay, like, you're probably putting on YouTube. I understand that. But still, like, don't you like want to actually like enjoy the show?
No, they gotta send it to all their, the girl in front of me, her B-reel went off during the show. That was kind of cute watching her do that. But the girls next to me, first off, didn't cheer or scream at all, which whatever, do whatever you want in a show. They recorded the whole damn show and I mean, their phones were in front of their face. There's no way they were actually watching the show.
That's so weird.
But yeah, that last string of songs was when he brought the horns out. So there's five like pumped up songs. Mm-hmm. He does two and then it's the end of the show. And he goes off and takes his break. And for those not part of the Harry verse, there's a song that he has called Medicine that is not a studio release, but he plays it live just often enough to be a tease. And I had been manifesting for a month leading up to the show that he would play Medicine at our show. We were watching the set list on Setlist FM, and it was like, this was the third Saturday show. And the first two Saturday shows, he played Medicine, but not any other shows that week. And so this week, he had played it on Wednesday, and I was like, fuck, we're not getting Medicine. There's no way we're getting Medicine. He's ruined the pattern. And so the lights go down for the encore, and the whole crowd is chanting, Medicine! Medicine, medicine. Like, people make banners to get him to play this song. It was crazy. And so he somehow enters from under the stage again for the encore. And so someone luckily got it. I found it on TikTok and saved it. He peeks his head out and the medicine gets louder and louder and louder. And he ducks back down into his little hole. And then he like rises up and he goes into Medicine. And I thought this stadium was loud before that. Apparently upstairs, the floor was shaking because the crowd was screaming so intensely.
That's nuts.
You've never seen a crowd lose their shit until Harry Styles launches into Medicine. Which I didn't even film because I was so hyped. Like, I literally manifested that moment. I don't know why I love that song so much. It's not even my favorite song of his. I think it's just the rarity aspect that, like,
yeah.
You don't get to hear it, and for me to hear it at my first show was pretty cool. What else did I have in my notes to talk about? Oh, so the pit, which we could see very clearly from where we were. You could see it from anywhere, but like, we were really, really close. They're so fun to watch. Obviously different than like the way you think of a pit, but for different songs, they had different dances that they would teach each other. So, like, during Treat People With Kindness, they had it all, like, choreographed. They're all in the pit doing the same little dance.
Oh.
And then on the other side that we couldn't see from where we were, but from where our friends in the upper bowl could see, during Kiwi, there was the world's smallest, gentlest circle pit. It was about 30 people. I'm having WAP send me the video so I can send it to you because it's so cute.
Oh my god, that's adorable.
They all spread it out in the circle and then the beat drops and they all rush and just like bump into each other like this. But
I love it.
Saw a circle pit.
It's the Kiwi of circle pits.
Basically.
That's amazing.
It was very Treat People with Kindness of them to just bump into each other. I put in my notes, I did break my purse that I had twice jumping around.
Nice.
I was having such a grand time. The second time I was like, clearly this is not meant to be. We're just going to put this on the floor and deal with it later. It was a $11 Amazon purse. Like, it wasn't staying together, but I did break it twice. We had quite the celebrity-studded audience, which we didn't know until afterwards, but looking back, it's really cool. So we had, in order of most likely to know who they are to, or least likely to know who they are to most likely, in our audience, we had Noah Beck. I had no fucking clue who this was. We could just see a bunch of girls taking selfies with some guy in the pit.
I don't know who that is.
He's a TikTok kid. Oh, okay. I don't know. They were very hyped cool. about it. We had Claro, a musical artist.
Mm-hmm.
We had Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, I like Lenny.
Jon Bon Jovi.
Oh.
He hopped across from Jersey.
Bring in the grandkids.
His wife actually was there with him.
Oh, okay.
Also, he's been dubbed a man of the people because he was just sitting in some regular seats, not in the VIP section.
You know, I respect that, though.
Love that. We also had both Neil Patrick Harris and John Krasinski in the audience.
Oh, that's so great.
If I had seen them, I probably would have lost my mind. So it's a really good thing I didn't see them.
Yeah.
But yeah. Also, our friends Devin and Gab from Tay to Z were there. I didn't see them, but they messaged me.
Oh, nice.
That they were going to be there in the audience. So that was pretty cool.
That's cool.
I feel like I've been talking for a very long time. I've been talking for 22 minutes. So I'll wrap up my thoughts here. If you find yourself... I lost the window I'm talking to. If you find yourself being able to go to a Harry show, go. Like, I knew it was going to be a good show. But literally, I came home Sunday and Tuesday night. I've had dreams every night this week since Tuesday about going to see Harry Styles again. I entered to win tickets to LA Halloween weekend because, I mean, it's like seeing the Struts for the first time. I was like, holy shit. Like, I knew this was going to be good, mm-hmm. but... Damn, like his showmanship is incredible. His stage is just the instruments. There is no pyro. There is no backdrop. There is no set pieces to like work off of. It is just Harry doing his thing and his band doing their thing. And it's glorious. The crowd definitely carries some of the songs. You could tell vocally, like he was a little worn down from doing this. Mm-hmm. This was night 12. In like a 3-week span. So if he needed a break, all he had to do was hold his little mic out and the whole crowd is just screaming at the top of their lungs. Which could come across kind of gimmicky, I think, if certain artists did it. But the way that mm-hmm. he does it, it comes across super sweet and just super like in awe of that he has this crowd out to see him. We did get a kind of ugly outfit though, I will say. Not a fan. He had this like orange polka dot overall thing with an mm-hmm. orange chevron shirt underneath it. And it's not fair that a week before the audience got him in a denim vest and denim pants. And we didn't. We got polka dots.
And she's going to hold this. She's going to hold this over him.
I will. Life. Only one audience has got a vest and it's not fair. But yeah, will I see Harry again? Yes. Next time he goes on tour, probably not for a year or two because this has been a very long tour. Love on Tour has been a very long tour for him. Hello, Mia. Mia has some thoughts.
She just came right up. She's like, you know, as a matter of fact, I too am a Harry Styles fan.
But there are songs now that like I liked before seeing them live, and now that I've seen them live, they hit way different. I don't know how to describe it. I wouldn't be able to put it into words, but it was just a very special show to go see with friends that I haven't seen in a year. Totally worth the 2.5 days of travel it took me to get there and back. Didn't get home till 1:30 or till Michelle's house till 1:30 in the morning. Had to wake up and drive. What ended up being 8 hours back to Lynchburg.
8 hours back?
So we had to drive from Michelle's house to drop off Waps. That was an hour. Then from Waps' house back to Shelly's house where my car was, which was another hour. And then I had to drive 5 hours home. That became 6 hours by the time I stopped once to get gas, and just 81 being 81. Traffic was really bad on 81. It was worse on Sunday than it was on Friday when I was leaving. No real like accidents. It just people were, it was crowded out there, and you can only go so fast when 81 is crowded.
That's true.
So yes, Harry Styles. I'm still trying to bait this, but I think it might be my favorite show I've ever seen.
Big talk.
Yes.
Big talk.
It is big talk. It's definitely my favorite stadium show. If you want to add that qualifier, because I've only seen like 5 stadium shows in my life. That was definitely the best one. It's a tie between this show and that second Asbury Park stretch show last year. Well, jury's still out. Check back in at the end of the year. We do our end of the year recap.
There you go.
Good
story on Harry.
If you're interested in Blue Ridge, just keep listening to the next episode or the previous episode. I don't know what order Anchor is going to put them in because I'm going to post them at the same time. So this is either part one or part two, depending on how you're listening.
It'll be a surprise to us, too.
It'll be a surprise. If you've seen Harry, let me know. I want to know. What was your experience? Did you have a better outfit than I did? Because not a lot of people have had a worse outfit than we did. Yeah, I don't have a good ending for this.
That's okay.
Go leave us a review.
Bye.
It's always the good ending.